Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Vito Giglione, Northeast Seafood Coalition. We just wanted to point out, I think the we know the management implications to a 12 or 1,500 metric ton cod pack in the Gulf of Maine. What that's going to do with the recreational component taken out of that, it basically will collapse the fishery as we know it. And there were other plausible models or approaches to this. Notably, I think you know we've taken part in this process for the last several years. We have had a consultant come in, Dr. Butterworth, and just offering alternatives sometimes, and actually just corroborating exactly what was going on. And I just want you to know that the industry has not ever given directive to Dr. Butterworth to come up with more optimistic results. It's participate in the process, and that's what we've looked for. As a lay people, we're trying to understand this more and more, and you know the way M has been treated, natural mortality has been treated in this case. From a policy perspective, I feel like a lot of the policy decisions are kind of being taken off the table, and policy decisions being made at the scientific level. I just want to give you an idea that that's the perception, that's the feeling that we're getting. You've got to do something about breaking that perception, because you know, we're in the audience and we're seeing that there's a big difference between 1,200 metric ton and up to 4,000 metric ton. 4,000 metric ton is a substantial reduction from the existing place that we're at right now. And there's never been a catch that I'm aware of Gulf of Maine cod at 1,500 ton in the time series. So, you know, when we hear, it's very complicated for industry to understand how the reference points were not established using M4. You know, if we ramped up to, you know, 04 on M, why do we not have reference points that at least show managers what we're trying to manage this fishery to? I think it has to do with lowering expectations, too. I keep seeing a lot of clutching to the F40. And, again, industry's perspective, when we look at this, is we see everyone saying, the reason we're in a disaster is saying that the system is not as productive as we maybe once thought it was. Whether that's a temporary environmental condition or it's a longer-term trend, we don't know. But we struggle to understand why the reference points still try to get us to some lofty level, why we're assuming the natural mortality. I don't know what managers are going to be able to do about decreasing natural mortality. I don't know how that's going to happen. I haven't heard anyone talk about a management decision or why we're anticipating a decrease from the current. So if you're trying to get industry buy-in to any of these types of recommendations, you know, it's going to be difficult when these common sense things just don't seem to be being answered right now. Dr. Butterworth had talked about two major things, the time series, the longer time series. There are other assessments that have used the longer time series of data prior to 1982. And also, I think that what we've been seeing is that the same arguments that basically could nullify or same critique of the data prior to 1982 could also be applied to post-1982. Just because it corrects for the retrospective. And that's another issue, too, as I heard a lot today. The retrospective patterns have been a big deal, and it seems like the higher M and the longer time series does correct for the retrospective pattern. Yet it was chosen for some reason for that to be inferior to other corrections, such as, actually, I'm not sure what corrected for the retrospective. I think the assuming that all of the mortality on discard mortality was so that would correct for the retrospective pattern. So I just want you to know, industry wise, at 1,500 ton, there will be no inshore Gulf of Maine fishery, and a good portion of your offshore fleet has been basically supplementing their income as well on a little bit of catching their Gulf of Maine cod quota. So this is a fisheries collapse completely. From an economic standpoint, I don't know what the reality is on. And just one last thing I want to say is that there should not be a buy-in that because people are not catching their quota right now, that is automatically some type of supporting indicator of abundance. Because I just want to point out that was never accepted when catches were extremely high, and as people were saying, they were doubling quotas or were bumping up against the tax. There was. Fishermen are really good at what they do. Technology's increased. you can't go by fisherman's catch per unit of effort, has nothing to do with abundance. But then as soon as the catch rates go down, because we've got these environmental cycles that happen to us every 10 years, we instantly jump on it and say, hey, that corroborates what we've been saying. There's no fish around. And that's very inconsistent, and that's what's the message that comes back to industry, and I just wanted to point that out. Thank you.